with your host, Hunter Horenstein.
Oh, good morning, Pacifics fans. Alrighty, we are locked in and ready to go. Beautiful Friday. Welcome back. Alrighty. Welcome back to PBI. Hunter Horenstein here with you. This is the show that's all about the fans and for the fans. We're giving you inside access to the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. The club is starting their season on June 4th. If you didn't know that, get out from under your rock. How's everyone doing out there this morning? Hunter Horenstein here. This is Pacifics Baseball Insider, and welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening. Thank you for making us a part of your day. We're live right now here on the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to the show. A couple of house cleaning tips. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can always hit us up on Facebook. We are viral. Facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. Go ahead and like us. We have a like page there. And tell your friends. Tell your other Pacifics fans. Let us know. You can always interact with the show as well. You can always get in touch with us here at PBI. Post on our wall. Share us links. Whatever you guys want. If you have a question, ask. We'll try to get it on the air. I mean, this show is about the fans. I can't stress that enough. It's for you guys, and you know, we want to make this the best experience possible and get you guys geared up to go for June 4th, OC Flyers opening day. Season is literally just around the corner. This next month of May is going to absolutely fly by. Also, we're on Twitter. We used to have an old Twitter handle. We have a new one now. So if you're listening, write this one down. It's our new Twitter handle. It's where you can find us. You can find us on Twitter at PBI_radio. That's our new Twitter handle. We are up right now. If you want to tweet to us, go ahead. We'll try to read some of those tweets on the air as well. Also, if you want to call into the show, talk, have a question, whatnot, 415-482-3587, the number if you want to call in. You and I can talk a little Pacifics baseball. I can answer any questions that you may have, or if you have any concerns or suggestions, let us know, and we'll make sure that we lend an ear to your concerns. Fans, 38 days till opening day. The countdown is on 38 days. Next thing you know, it's going to be 28 days, and then after that, it's going to be 8 days, and then after that, it's going to be 5 days, and then all of a sudden, we're talking about opening night. So the season is rapidly approaching, and if you're not excited about that, check your pulse. Not entirely sure what's wrong with you. I'll tell you right now, the front office has been an absolute zoo this past week, as well as the coming weeks, and I'm assuming because everyone's working hard. And I believe that's the general consensus around the office. I believe that that's actually what's going on. Just a lot of things going on, a lot of excitement, a lot of meetings going on, media stuff going on, community outreach programs going on, and just everything getting ready to go for June 4th, opening day against the Orange County Flyers. Want to remind you guys that we are also having a Pacifics job fair. That is going to be hosted tomorrow at the San Rafael Community Center, April 28th. Yes, that is tomorrow, Saturday, bright and early in the morning. It's between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. So make sure you get out there in between those 3 hours. If you really want a job with the Pacifics this summer and joining our family, come out there. What you're going to need to do, now listen carefully, you're going to need to bring a resume as well as two forms of identification. So if you don't have any of that stuff, you're already behind the eight ball. So make sure you bring in two forms of identification as well as your resume, and we'll be happy to take a look at that tomorrow. Also, those resumes, if you're one of those people that likes to get ahead in the world and kind of take care of business, you can submit those resumes in advance. Go ahead and email tnorton@svsjobs.com. That's tnorton@svsjobs.com. Just go ahead and type San Rafael Pacifics into the subject line. And then also, just a reminder, please don't contact the Pacifics directly about any questions regarding these jobs. You can go ahead and email if you have any questions. Just, we ask you guys, please don't ask us directly. We'd greatly appreciate that. Also, one more tip. Those 2012 Pacifics mini plans are back out. They are out and ready to go. 10 games and 20 games. Those are courtesy of the Mini of Marin. Those plans are on sale as well as the season passes. But If you aren't looking for those 42 home games, but you just want 10 games, you want 20 games, go ahead, log on to pacificsbaseball.com, go get those passes. Let me tell you a little bit about these because they're a little unique, both of them. Number one, they both have the promotional nights. They include some of the team's best promotional nights, and when we talk about that, we're talking about giveaways and whatnot, so you don't get left out in the rain there. Also, you get single games priced at a discounted rate over single game at the door prices, so you're saving a little bit of money as well. Tell you a bit about the 20-game plan. This Mini of Marin plan obviously signifies a partnership with the Corte Madera's automobile dealer Mini of Marin, those Mini Coopers, hence Mini Plans. Ha ha, punny right there. It includes opening day, June 4th against the Orange County Flyers, as well as three Friday, three Saturday, and three Sunday games. Also, that 20-game plan, the members of that plan get the Fan Appreciation Day. That's on Sunday, August 28th. And wow, we're already talking about August. We haven't even started the season. Okay, the 10-game plans, those same thing, Mini of Marin, they include the Tuesday, June 5th game. So while you don't get opening day, you get the game afterwards. But even if you get that 10-game plan, we still want you to come out for opening day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, you get the kickoff to the 4th of July weekend. That starts on Friday, July 6th. And you get Friday, August 24th. That's the final series of the season, I should say, against Maui. And you get to go to that game as well. Also, some of the best promotional nights. So really, how can you go wrong? I don't see how you can go wrong with either of these. But go ahead and contact pacificsbaseball.com. You can also call the office. I believe everyone should be in the office by now. If not, they'll be there by 10. You can give them a call, 415-485-1563, and they can hook you up there with your 2012 Pacifics Mini of Marin game plans, 10 game plans and 20 game plans. All right, now that we got the boring stuff out of the way, we can get right into the show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to highlight some of the community outreach programs that we've been doing. We had a great one about a week ago. Two fans got a really unique experience with one of our players on a personal one-to-one basis, so we'll tell you a little bit about that, as well as what happened this past weekend. You're listening to Pacifics Baseball Insider. My name's Hunter Hornstein, and this is the Pacifics Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
Bye.
You're listening to the Pacific Spaceball Radio Network on radio.dominican.edu. It's time for Pacific Spaceball Insider with your host, Hunter Horenstein.
And welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Hunter Horenstein here. This is Pacific Spaceball Insider. You're listening to the official flagship station of San Rafael Pacific's Baseball, radio.dominican.edu, back here on PBI on this beautiful Friday. And we're going to highlight a little bit of the community outreach. We love to get involved with community. That's actually my specialty, the community outreach coordinator. So I spoke to these two, Jim Burness and his son, Brian Burness. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Brian is an eighth grade Mill Valley middle school student. He's doing a very unique science project on hand-eye coordination. And what he did is he contacted us, said, hey, can we use your players for a science project? Said, absolutely, we would love it. So we got Zach Pace out there. He's one of our outfielders. And last Thursday on the 19th, they met at a batting cage over down the street just a little bit. And the two talked baseball. You know, Jim was there. Brian was there. Zach was there. They talked some baseball. And then Zach hit for Brian. Brian was able to record him and really study the way that Zach approaches each at-bat. It was a really, really cool experience for the two and one of the unique community outreach events that we've had during the off-season here. So I am joined, actually, by Brian and Jim Burness, and I want to welcome to the show. Brian, first of all, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Thank you guys for joining us here on PBI. First of all, I want to ask, how was the experience? What was it like? How did it go? Obviously, you guys were there, and Zach was there, and you guys happy with what you guys got?
Yes, we did. I thought it was really interesting, and got a lot of good information for my science project.
Now, you guys are doing a science project on the hand-eye coordination for baseball. Tell us a little bit about what you guys talked about with Zach. I know you guys talked a little bit of hitting, and he gave you some cool little insights onto what goes on when a guy gets into a batter's box. Tell us a little bit about what you got from that.
Well, the batter has a short amount of time to decide whether to hit the ball or let the ball go, because 0.4 of a second, and with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and that's how long it takes for the brain to calculate and the brain to see the ball, and it takes probably 900th or 400th of a second to calculate the spin, speed, and trajectory of the ball, and and the batter has to commit to swing when the ball is nearly 22 feet away, and the ball's last 10 feet of flight, the ball is moving faster than our ability to see it.
No, that's absolutely correct. I mean, when you get into the batter's box and you got a guy throwing 91, 92, up to 99 even, it's definitely a challenge for batters, especially like Zach Pace. But Zach's a pretty good hitter, and you guys saw that. I want to talk to you, Jim. What did it mean to have your son talking to a professional ball player and having, you know, a professional ball player like Zach Pace out there and helping you guys one-on-one with your son's eighth-grade science project?
Oh, it was really great. I think that, you know, it adds some uniqueness to the science project that Brian was doing. And the fact that we were able to get one of the players from the Pacifics, Zach Pace, specifically to come out and, you know, give his time to help Brian with this project, I think is terrific. And, you know, obviously the Pacifics are a new team. And, you know, our first team in Marin, and it's just really great to see that they're putting out the effort to, you know, get to know the community and to, you know, help the community in a number of different ways. And, you know, in our case, it really was terrific. Brian got just a tremendous amount of information from Zach about, you know, hitting the ball. And we were at a batting cage, and Zach hit probably about 50 balls, broke a couple bats. But, you know, for Brian to be able to see how a batter reacts to a ball traveling, in this case, probably around 80 miles an hour, was really terrific. And it and it reinforced what Brian had learned on the science side, as he previously talked about.
Hey, Brian, I hear you got some goodies coming out of that that science project there. I think Zach might have given you a couple of bats there, maybe signed them for you?
Yeah, he gave me one. He signed in the one he broke, and he gave me another one that I might get. And the one he did not sign, I might give to one of my friends who loves baseball.
Nice, nice. That sounds great. I can tell you right now that Zach had a fantastic job. He did a fantastic job, I should say. He had a fantastic time out there with you guys, raved about the energy that you guys had. So we want to thank you guys, first of all, for contacting the Pacifics and, you know, doing something like this, because this was, again, one of those unique kind of community events. You know, we didn't necessarily go out to a Rotary Club or go out to a school and just talk. You guys were able to work one-on-one with Zachary Pace.
Right. I would just say that how easy it was to, you know, contact the organization and, you know, not knowing anybody and, you know, really getting an immediate response from the Pacifics to come out and help. So that, you know, to me is incredibly admirable on the Pacific's part, and you know, your willingness to participate in activities with the kids or any other community activity is really great, and it's really going to go a long way toward you know, the community enveloping the Pacifics. So we thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Really appreciate those kind words. Last thing, how's that science project going? Is it done? Is it, you guys ready?
Yeah, I have to finish my experiment, which is like, do I have to turn in my experiment in 2 weeks, and then we have our final pre-check, which is a week later. Then we have to write it all up, and then I have a little more time. And then I think it's like May 11th is when the final project is due. Then we assign dates and present. And one other interesting, cool thing about the pitching is, with the 100-mile-an-hour fastball, everything is cut by more than 50%.
Really? So you're telling me that then Zach has even less time when he's getting there at 100 miles an hour against him. Do you think he could hit that pitch?
It's hard to say. The key thing is hand-eye coordination.
From what you saw there, Brian, if you were going to be a scout, from what you saw from Zach on Thursday there, what do you come away with that?
I would say he's a good hitter and probably an excellent outfielder, and probably sign him up for the big leagues.
There you go. Fantastic, Brian. Thank you. I'll pass along those words to our manager, Mike Marshall. Hopefully he'll take your thoughts into consideration. I'm sure he will. Brian, Jim, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. You guys here on PBI with us, and we also appreciate you guys contacting the Pacifics. We're going to see you out at the ballpark, correct?
Correct.
All righty.
Absolutely. We will definitely be there.
Awesome.
We can't wait for the season to start.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you.
All righty, guys. So that was Jim Burness and his son, Brian Burness, the 8th grade Mill Valley Middle School star. If he does not win his science project, I don't know what's going on. If you can't win with baseball, one-on-one interaction there with a professional ball club and a professional player, Brian, you deserve first place right there. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about our community outreach program. You're listening to Pacifics Baseball Insider on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to the program. Pacific's Baseball Insider. Alrighty, welcome back. Hunter Hornstein here, Pacific's Baseball Insider, PBI, every Friday from 9 a.m. to about 9:30. We do a weekly show here, giving you guys inside access on the San Rafael Pacific's Baseball Club, June 4th, opening day against the Orange County Flyers. Can't say it enough. All right, we got a hit here up on our Facebook page. Marcus Reed asking about any word about a new team being added to the league from Sonoma. He said here some guys that are being from the last tryout are being considered. If they have any information on that, Marcus working on that right now. If we don't get it by the time we sign off here in just under 10 minutes, so be sure to post something up on our Facebook page as well as Twitter. Keep listening, stay tuned, and we'll try to get you that information as soon as possible. Thank you for your support there, Mr. Reed. Alrighty. Great interview there with Jim and Brian Burness. I'll tell you what, that was a lot of fun to be at. Brian's eyes lit up, and Zach is such a great ambassador for the team. And just in terms of being just a nice guy, I mean, he's very down to earth. He's a professional ball player. He wants to get his work in, but at the same time, he's a really nice guy, and he loves talking to those kids. And he was actually with us this past weekend, as was pitcher Vinny Pacetti. These two guys went out to San Pedro School, just down the road a little bit. And we were at the San Rafael Little League Knights practice. What this was David Nevin, who's the manager of the Knights, he contacted me and said, hey, can we do anything one-on-one, like a clinic almost, but at a smaller scale, basically for just one of their teams? And I said, you know what, that sounds like a fantastic idea. Let's get into that. And we started talking, and we figured out that, hey, what we can do is we'll send a couple of our players, and they can work one-on-one with the position players or the pitchers or, you know, whoever was in their skill range. Basically, pitchers worked with pitchers and position players worked with position players. That's what I'm trying to say here. So we sent out Vinny Pacetti as well as Zach Pace. Vinny worked well with the pitchers, and then Zach worked really well with the infielders and the outfielders, just kind of teaching them the basic knowledge, basic drills. They taught the coaches some stuff as well. So basically what it was an all-encompassing clinic where the students and the players got to work with professional ball players and get those tips and kind of, you know, for a half hour, for 2 hours, I should say, they got to work together. And then the coaches spoke with the two players afterwards. They got some cool drill ideas. They bantered back and forth about baseball. Overall, a great event. I know that Zach has a lot of fun with that kind of stuff. Vinny had some fun too. He was working with the pitchers, and I won't forget this. He was working hard on getting that balance right when you bring your leg up as a pitcher, whether you're a righty and you bring the left leg up or a lefty and bring the right leg up. He had them all in a line. And the pictures are up on our Facebook page right now. Go ahead and look that up. Facebook.com/San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. It was hilarious because these kids were trying so hard to stay balanced and they kept falling. And obviously, younger kids, their attention span isn't that high to begin with. So once they started falling, it kind of got a little goofy. They got a little silly. And Vinny's there working real hard to try to stay composed and not start laughing. But at the end, they did break him, and they had a lot of fun out there. Here's another one. Zach had a lot of fun working with the dives in the outfield, and I think the players asked him to demonstrate the dive about five different times, and every time Zach just went full out for it, and then by the fifth time he kind of caught on and was like, oh, you guys are just wanting to get me dirty, I get it. So a lot of fun there. Also, what we had yesterday, another good event, was Steve Detweiler. He went over to the Davidson Clubhouse, the Boys and Girls Club, just behind Albert Park, just down the road a little bit, and he spoke to those kids for about a good hour in the afternoon. That was hosted by Billy Barbas. She got in touch with me. She's the clubhouse director over there, and Steve is actually an alumni of the Davidson Clubhouse, and so Billy knew Steve when he was a little rugrat. So it was kind of a homecoming of some sorts. It was really fun because those kids there really, I think, looked up to Steve, and they asked a lot of questions. They were a very vibrant group. They were a very loud group, but overall had a lot of fun. Steve, you could tell his face lit up when he walked back in the room, and he was telling me afterwards, he said, you know what, anything for Billy. You know, she's put me in a position to succeed in life, and I would have been more than happy to do anything, anytime. So big props to Steve Detweiler. He also does a lot of work in the office with the sales as well. And then he has to get ready for a season. But he took some time out and spoke to those kids, really talked about his journey through pro ball and what it was like when he was a kid there. And then it was really cool because he came down on a personal level and started talking about what buildings he got in trouble in, what seat he liked to sit in, you know, who is his favorite teacher, who wasn't his favorite teacher. And the kids really dig that, because you can talk all you want about baseball and about how he went 6-for-6 or 4-for-4, 6 RBIs in the College World Series and won a ring and, you know, yada, 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 professional baseball player. But he really brought himself down to the kids' level and was able to talk to them. I mean, they talked about fishing. He was talking about his favorite fishing spots. So the kids really enjoyed it. And that's basically what we try to do here with the community outreach and send out our guys and really just be ambassadors and enjoy the public, enjoy being out there. And I think these guys do a great job. They do a fantastic job. You know, sometimes it's a little hard to get their schedules all together and everything, but it's been a lot of fun. Also, tonight, I believe, the Drake, Sir Francis the Drake, will be at the Embassy Suites. And I'm going to be accompanying him. So we'll see what happens. I know the Drake is really excited to go. It's been a while since he's been back out in the public eye, but he'll be out there. And we'll get some more information on for you guys as far as what's going on with that tonight. We'll be able to share that on our Facebook page. Great show today. I want to remind you guys, make sure you get your season passes and get those mini plans. Of course, those mini plans on sale now, pacificsbaseball.com. Also want to remind you about the job fair tomorrow. Come out to that job fair. We're hosting it at the Santa Rafael Community Center. It's on April 28th. Again, that is tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. 3 hours to get your rears in gear and get down there with your resume and your two forms of identification. If you don't have those two things, you're going to be out of luck. Make sure you bring those down. Also, these resumes can be submitted by email in advance. Go ahead and give those to tnorton@svsjobs.com. Just go ahead and type San Rafael Pacifics into the subject line. Also, very friendly reminder, please do not contact the Pacifics directly. They're very busy in that office. So just make sure you email your questions to tnorton@svsjobs.com. If not, we will see you out there tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., bright and early. There might be coffee. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have coffee, that's for sure. All right, fans, great show today. Love the enthusiasm that we had by Jim Burness and Brian Burness. Thank you to those two for calling in and just giving us a little bit of an inside look at what the Pacifics community outreach meant to them. Also, we recapped Steven Detweiler at the Boys and Girls Club yesterday and Zach Pace and Vinny Pacetti helping out the San Rafael Little League Knights at their practice as well. It's been a great show. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. We really appreciate it. We want to remind you, you can always find us on Facebook, Pacifics Baseball Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. Go ahead and like us. And if you have any questions, let us know. Also, you can find us on Twitter at @PBI_radio. We're very viral here in the social media department. So, with that being said, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. We will hear you next Friday at 9 a.m. here on the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball Radio. My name is Hunter Hornstein, and you've been listening to Pacifics Baseball Radio, Pacifics Baseball Insider on Pacifics Baseball Radio Network, radio.dominican.edu. Everyone have a great week, and we'll see you at the job fair tomorrow.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu. Now that it's done, hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind.